Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. You are listening to the Living a Healthy Life with Delaine MD podcast. I am Dr. Delaine Vaughn, your host. If it's your first time to the podcast, this one may sound a little different. I am not recording in my office where I usually record. I'm recording in my living room on my sofa by my front door with my dog behind me. All sorts of stuff could blow up here any minute now, so be prepared for that. You may hear some funny things in the background. It's just because I'm recording in a more open space. Before we get started today, I have a warning that one of my clients told me I should pass on and declare to anyone who starts working with me. He said that I should warn you that you will have to find somewhere to take all of your medications, and it's difficult to get rid of them, and you'll have to be willing to replace all of your clothes because they will no longer fit. He sent me this message with his morning logs early one morning, and so I was cracking up in my office around 4:30 in the morning. So I hope you get a chuckle out of this as well. But I hope you also see the amazing results that you can get with this work. So there's that. Today, I want to talk to you about a topic that I have dealt with substantially in my past. But more than that, I'm seeing it come up a lot for my clients and parts of their lives. So I want to go through this and start seeing. I really want to challenge you to look at this work for yourself. This is sometimes the work that keeps us from long-term lifestyle changes. So what I'm talking about is the art of looking for what we call a workaround, okay? So what's a workaround? A workaround is when we don't want to do the thing that we have to do, but we want the results. So what am I talking about? Tell me if you find that any of this rings true for you. You know you want to lose weight. You know in order to lose weight, you're going to have to eat differently. You understand that this is the issue with your weight gain. You may even understand that this is the issue with your diabetes. You tell yourself you want desperately to stop eating in this way that's making you sick and overweight. But then lunch comes around, or it's dinner time, and there you are trying to figure out how you can have some sort of treat. You can wiggle in something special, maybe some extra fruit, maybe some extra dark chocolate, maybe a little whipped cream on your fruit. Maybe it's some extra nuts. Maybe it's extra cheese. Maybe it's just another helping of the meal. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Is this an accurate description of your mealtimes? Because certainly it's been an accurate description of my mealtimes in the past. So here we are desperately wanting the results of a certain action, but not really wanting to perform the action. How interesting is this? I see this all of the time. If you are following any of the keto groups, you see this a lot, right? Someone's trying to eat quote-unquote keto, but they make a dessert with some kind of crazy sugar-free Jell-O. Or they're trying to cut out sugar from their diets, but they're adding stevia back in. Or they want to make a bread, so they're using almond flour instead of wheat flour. Or some of my clients come to me and they're eating chicken breast because they can't have the dessert. They're eating a second helping maybe of chicken breast because they can't have the dessert that's at dinner. Or they're overeating peanuts because they can't have potato chips. All of this is a workaround. A lot of times we congratulate ourselves for figuring out workarounds. We do this at work all the time. There's a problem and we figure out how to get around it. It's like a puzzle. The definition of a workaround is bypassing a problem or a limitation. But unfortunately, when the problem or limitation is eating too much food, when we try to bypass that problem by eating different foods that are too much, what does that get us? It gets us still eating the things that we're having a problem with, right? Even if you're replacing your sweet foods with some artificial sweetener, you're going to continue to drive cravings for sweet foods. And not only do you have cravings now, but you're also putting some crazy chemically altered food into your body. What does overeating nuts give us? It gets us overeating, period. I don't care if it's a healthy food, if it's a quote-unquote on-plan food. If you have the desire to overfill your bodies, if you have the desire to meet stress or anxiety or discomfort with overfilling your body, It doesn't matter what you're overfilling your body with. It doesn't matter if it's Oreos or almonds. It's still overfilling. It's still overfeeding. It still leads to more weight on your body than you actually want or need. Instead of dealing with the feelings and the thoughts that make us crave the sweet or the overeat, we find a workaround. We try to find a workaround for it. So what are the thoughts that I'm talking about? Tell me if any of these sound true to you. It's been a really hard day. I deserve this. I just want a little bit more. I've done so good in so many other places. Why can't I have this? I didn't enjoy my first helping of food, so I should get another one. I should be able to have some munchy foods while I'm cooking dinner. It's like an appetizer. This meal is making me crazy. And what do I mean by that? I mean, I'm eating with a large family. I'm annoyed by my coworkers at lunch. I'm at a restaurant with screaming kids. And it's making me anxious, it's making me crazy, and I think I should be able to eat a little bit more because of it. I'm not eating dessert, so I should be able to get another helping of dinner. I'm afraid I'm going to be hungry later, so I should eat a little more. I deserve to indulge a little bit sometimes. Do any of these thoughts sound familiar to you? Are they the things you tell yourself when you're craving something sweet and decide to use stevia or have whipped cream or some extra fruit or some extra dark chocolate? Are these any of the thoughts that cross your mind when you reach for the helping of food, the extra helping of food, or the handful of nuts at the end of a meal? If these thoughts are not your thoughts, then please take the time to see what your thoughts actually are and start dealing with them. That's actually going through the work. That's what you actually have to go through. There's no other way but going through them. There's no workaround that's going to do it. You actually have to go through the work. So I look at these extra little treats, tricks, and hacks as workarounds. You are working around the actual thing that needs to be fixed. If you are trying to stop craving sweets by using artificial sweeteners that are calorie-free, it does not cure your craving. If you want to stop overeating, but you continue to overeat foods that are quote-unquote good, it doesn't mean that you're not overeating. You're still overfeeding yourself. I like to look at this as a crossing of something scary. You have to cross through something that's unknown to you. You don't want to go through the crossing because it's uncomfortable and you aren't sure what's on the other side. So think of it as crossing through a door, but you can't see what's across on the other side. Or maybe a waterfall. You have that curtain of water in front of you and you can't see what's on the other side. And you know it's going to be cold and wet to go through it, but you know you have to go through to see what's on the other side. There's no workaround. It's the crossing of a river, right? We want to think that I'm going to cross the river and I'm going to end up on the other bank, this strong, fearless woman who can do anything. But unless you actually get in the river and get wet and slip on the rocks and have the courage to stand back up and keep walking and going forward, you aren't that strong woman on the other side. I know it's going to be uncomfortable. You know it's going to be uncomfortable. And you avoid the discomfort at all costs and you try to find a workaround. And working around it is not becoming that person on the other side. I want you to think about it. What's on the other side of this crossing? If you didn't utilize a workaround, what would you achieve? If you managed to stop craving sweets, what's on the other side of that for you? If you managed to stop overeating, what's at the end of that journey for you? I want you to really write down this list. Make a list, write it down. Some of these things might ring true for you. This is some of the things that come up from clients. This is some of my work that's come up. The things that I wanted, the things that my clients want. They want freedom from food. They want to be in control of what they eat. They want health. They want skinny pants. They want bathing suits, or maybe even they want two-piece bathing suits. They tell me they want more confident, better sex. They want the ability to feel calm around food. Around mealtimes. They want to do activities they've been avoiding. Certain sports, maybe swimming or something like rock climbing, they've always wanted to try it, but they've never had the confidence that they could do it, or they've felt they are too heavy to do it and they might hurt themselves. They want to no longer feel embarrassed or ashamed. They never want to feel like they have to hide from something. They have to hide from what they've eaten. They have to hide from an old friend because you don't want them to see how big you've gotten. You have to hide from your doctor's appointments because you don't want them to run labs and see where your A1C is. They want to buy cute clothes. They want to feel sexy and own that. They want to feel attractive. They want to feel amazing after foods, not miserable and stuffed or embarrassed of what they've eaten or worried or fearful of what this has done to the scale or their blood sugars. They want to feel clean in our bodies and our souls. They want to gain confidence in themselves. They want to learn to rely on themselves. On the other side of this, they want to know that they have proven to themselves that they can do things that they never knew was possible. They want to gain strength of mind and character. They want to build a mental toughness they didn't know they had. They want to learn at the end of it all that they are a badass. So if that list of fabulous things on the other side of doing the work is not what you want or what's on the other side of it for you, fine, make a list and find out what it is for you. But then ask yourself, why do we hesitate? Why do we fight this? All of those amazing things. Why do we fight doing the work if that's what's on the other side of it? There's a lyric to an old song that I used to listen to when I was a kid, and it goes, "I'd rather fight you for something I don't really want than take what I need that you give for free." What is up with our brains? That is so much what it's like, right? Our brains just work this way. Good news, you're perfectly normal. This is the human way. And there is another way to do it. So sometimes my clients tell me that they hesitate or avoid this work because they're fearful. They're fearful. They fear being uncomfortable. They are fearful of redefining themselves. They have a disbelief that it's even possible. They don't believe they can change. They want to avoid the discomfort of missing out on foods that they currently believe they love or want. They want to avoid the discomfort of becoming someone new, someone they don't know. They fear they might never be able to eat blank again. And typically the food that fills in that blank is something horrible. It's not some high quality food. It's M&Ms or Ho-Hos. But we're using that to keep us from achieving our greatest dreams. We can't see or don't know the way to achieve the thing that we want, so we just don't do it. We don't know what's coming, what's on the other side of the way through, so they just avoid it. They don't want to let go of the exact thing that's keeping them from the goal they say they want to achieve. So some of this is what we call competing desire work and coaching, right? We have two desires that are opposing each other, and they are real and organic. You really, truly want both equally. So I see this in myself. I always use this example with my clients. It's 2 a.m. in the morning, and my kid's having an asthma attack and needs albuterol. So my kids have asthma, and when they get sick, they typically need albuterol. They don't usually have to be on breathing treatments all the time, but when they get sick, they get very wheezy, they get very tight, they need some albuterol. So invariably, my son will be coughing in his room late at night, and he will need albuterol. So let's be honest. At 2 a.m., I want to be asleep. Period, end of sentence. I want to be asleep. I don't want to get up. I don't want to have to go in my son's room and help him with the albuterol. I really just want to sleep. That is an organic desire that I have at 2 a.m. in the morning. But of course, I also organically don't want my kid to die of an asthma attack. I love him. I don't want him to die. That's also a true organic desire I have. In the end, I have to filter out the desire that does not serve me. I have to filter in the desire that does serve me. The desire that I truly want more than all is, of course, for my son not to die of an asthma attack. So I get up. I ignore the desire to stay in bed, and I get up and I go help him with his albuterol. We have true competing desires. We have the desire to live a healthy life, and then our brain has learned the desire for M&Ms and Ho-Hos and pizza and all these other foods that make us sick. We have to filter out the desire that isn't serving us. So how does this look in practice? In practice, this looks like I want to eat better and stop self-sabotaging, but I don't really want to look at the reasons, the beliefs, the thoughts, the feelings that I keep repeating that cause me to keep repeating the same behaviors. I want to look like I don't eat. I want to physically appear like I don't eat crap and junk all the time, but I don't actually want to go without the crap and junk. I want to eat the crap and junk. I don't actually want to stop eating it. I just want to look like I don't eat it. I want to have control over what I eat, but I don't want to actually control myself. I have a vision of myself as this calm, collected, controlled woman who's kind to herself. She's always in control and always has self-discipline. But yet, I have desires to be out of control. And I've had pattern behaviors of this, right? So I want to eat without any control. Sometimes I want to drink without any control and get a buzz. And of course, these behaviors reinforce that desire. And then, of course, I beat myself up over it. So I have the desire to stop doing all these things, but then I don't really do that. These are competing desires. So there is a Facebook, there's a Facebook post that went around a number of months ago, and a teacher had written all of these memes that his students had told him that he thought were witty or funny. One of them was written by, I think, a seven-year-old. And the seven-year-old wrote, "You wish the wish, but then you have to do the wish. And this is it, right? We wish to have all of these results. And then we think something's keeping us from them, but nothing's keeping us from them. We just have to do the wish. There is no workaround. The only thing that you can do is do the work to go through it." So this is what I want to challenge you to do, my friends. I know this is hard work. This is really where coaching comes in. This is where a life coach can really help you achieve all of those goals that you want. If that's something you're interested in, set up a consult with me by emailing delaine@delainemd.com. See where you can get started. Do the work. Do the wish. See what results you get. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.